88. Frek the Gemara v'rami the Shabbos haShabbos. So we can ask a contradiction from one case of Shabbos to another case of Shabbos. The Tanya, as it says in a Braisa, Chevel delish and ifsak, the rope of a bucket that broke. Lo yehei koishro, he's not allowed to tie it with a knot. Elo oinvoi, but he makes it into a bow. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, koirech alav punda, oi psikya, he wraps it, he ties it around with a hollow belt or a cord, uvilvad shelo yanvenu, but as long as he does not make a bow, so Rabbi Yehuda says even a bow is asur, and you just wrap it around with a hollow belt or a cord. Frag the Gemara, kashid the Rabbi Yehuda, ad the Rabbi Yehuda. It's a question from one case of Rabbi Yehuda onto another case of Rabbi Yehuda, because by the egg and the oil, he said that we're not worried about you coming to do an Isur, and here it seems that if we let you make a bow, we're worried you'll make a knot. Kashid the Rabbonon, ad the Rabbonon, and it's a question from one case of the Rabbonon onto the other case of the Rabbonon, because here the Rabbonon are not worried that a bow will lead you to a knot, yet by the oil they were worried that you'll come to use the oil. And for the Gemara, the Rabbonon, ad the Rabbonon, loikash, it's not a question, one case the Rabbonon to the other case the Rabbonon, because shemen b'shemen michlaf, oil with other oil can get exchanged. Aniva b'kshira loy michlaf. But making a bow to making a knot, you will not get exchanged, you will not get mixed up, and therefore will not lead to making a knot. The Rabbi Yehuda, ad Rabbi Yehuda, loy kashya, one case of Rabbi Yehuda unto another case of Rabbi Yehuda is also not a question. Time of the Rabbi Yehuda, the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, lav mishum, is not because de gozar aniva otukshira, that he makes a decree for making a bow, because it might lead to making a knot, el mishum de kasavar, but because he holds aniva gufa, making a bow itself, kshirahi, that is considered making a knot. Frag the Gemara, the Rabbi Rabbonon ad Rabbonon, will ask another contradiction from the Rabbonon onto Rabbonon, the Tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah. Koishrin tzli b'psikya, you're allowed to tie a bucket with a cord, avoloi bechevel, but not with a rope. The Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda says you are allowed to use a psikya, a rope. Now the Gemara explains, chevel demai, which type of rope are they arguing about? Ilema, if you want to say, chevel di alma, a regular rope. The Rabbi Yehuda matir, and what Rabbi Yehuda would say using a regular rope is permitted. Kesha shel kayamahu, but that would be considered making a permanent knot, because you're tying the rope and you're going to leave it there. As the Gemara explains, the vaday, that for sure, asi levatuli. You're going to be mavatalat, you're going to leave it there. Be mavatalat means from its regular use and you will leave it there. Elopshita, but it's obvious, the gardi, that we're not talking about a regular rope, but the gardi means of a weaver. That's a thinner, not a strong rope. And Rabbi Yehuda says that's allowed. And the Rabbonon say it's not allowed. Why? Vegoz Rabbonon chevel de gardi, and the Rabbonon decree that you're not allowed to use the rope of a weaver, otu chevel de alma, because of a regular rope. So we see that they are worried that maybe a person will come to use a regular rope. So how come over here the Rabbonon were worried, but the Rabbonon are worried, but earlier we said that they are not worried. Earlier by the bow, we said that you're allowed to make a bow. We're not worried that you'll come to tie it. So the Gemara answers, in yes, that's true. Chevel bechevel michlaf, because using a thinner rope to a regular thick rope, that could get exchanged. That's why it's asur. Aniva bekshira loy michlaf, but to make a bow, to making a knot, that they're not worried about.